It started as an argument in a bar about what's the saddest music in the world. There were some good contenders, George Jones, flamenco, Argentinian tango, and fado. That night, fado, the mournful traditional music of Portugal, was the winner.
And what started as a fun argument between friends expanded into a collaboration of Kansas City local talent to learn and immerse into a musical genre that has recently made the UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has this story of Kansas City's Fado Novato.
Fado music is traditional folk music native to Portugal that's influenced by the cultures of Brazil and parts of Africa and Europe, which Portugal colonized. Fado translates to fate in Portuguese, but the Portuguese don't necessarily use that word to mean fate. The music is poetry and song, ballads about lost love and the sea, being double-crossed, being younger.
It's sort of bittersweet. It's kind of a simultaneous yearning for things that are already past and things that are yet to come. And for me, musically, it sounds like that even if you don't know what the lyrics are about, you immediately connect with the meaning without speaking Portuguese at all.
That's fadista Shay Estes, who sings in the group. All members of a fado group are called fadistas. She's joined by Jordan Shipley, who plays the Spanish guitar. Jordan found his way to fado music through his love of Brazilian culture and music. He was commissioned by a Portuguese-American couple to perform fado music at their wedding. Much of fado music is passed down orally from fadista to fadista, so there wasn't a whole lot of written material to go off of. He called up Shay, and they started researching and transcribing.
There weren't any books I could go from. I just had to use specific recordings that they sent me. All the work that I did for that, I was like, well, we definitely have to put this to use.
And Bo Bledsoe, the third fadista in Fado Novato, was a part of all that process too, and he helped the group to get the right gear. They had used a mandolin at the wedding gig, but soon realized to get the fado sound right, they needed one of the most important pieces to fado music. The Portuguese guitar.
You know, down the basses, they're in octaves.
The guitar has a teardrop shape, a short neck, kind of shaped like an oud, and on the headstock, there are tuners shaped like a peacock.
These little metal tuners that are this really archaic screw device. It doesn't really work very well, but it looks great.
It looks like a crown.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
But Portuguese guitars aren't the type of thing you can just go pick up at Guitar Center. They're more rare and expensive. Which brings us to Dave Booker, a luthier living in Raytown, who services all of Bo's guitars.
Well, he's a big metalhead from, you know, he was around in San Francisco when Metallica was starting and Megadeth and all that. That's all he listens to in the shop.
Dave did a lot of research and found high-quality materials like high-grain spruce, carved inlay in ebony, and he built Bo's new Portuguese guitar by hand.
To me, he just knocked it out of the park. I mean, he did a wonderful... He's really sort of the fourth person involved in this project as far as I'm concerned.
So if you're keeping track, that's three Kansas Cityans from diverse musical backgrounds and a guy living in Raytown striving for an authentic fado sound.
It's just so culturally specific. So to capture that authentically is really kind of a daunting task when you think about what it means for something to be culturally or emotionally authentic. You're really capturing the sort of essence of a people.
There was much work to be done. Bo, who's an eclectic professional musician, got busy trying to learn his new instrument.
Well, the geography is just so different, I mean, because of the tuning. So yeah, it was confusing and scary and intimidating.
And Shay, known in the Kansas City area for her jazz singing, got busy working on understanding the Portuguese language and accents.
It was very tricky, and I tripped over that a lot. And there are lots of rules, and sometimes they apply, and sometimes they don't apply. I like to make this comparison. You have the word E-S-T-E, which in Spanish would be este. The São Paulo Portuguese would be este. The Rio pronunciation would be este, and the Portugal pronunciation would be este. So you have the same word that means the exact same thing in pretty much four languages, and you have four different ways to pronounce it.
And then there's the act of singing Portuguese in fado style.
Portuguese is very nasal. It's very pushed into the front of the face. They have a lot of vowel sounds like om and ing. And a lot of this music in Fado, particularly, you don't move up into the falsetto voice, into that very sing-song. You don't go up there. You keep it in this belty middle range. So I've got all this power and all this tone shaking the front of my face, and it started to give me really incredible headaches when I started. But eventually my voice just adapted, just like building muscles or training for anything. I was really just reshaping the way that my instrument works.
Now, Novato means beginning, which the group admits humbly is a way of presenting themselves to the world of Fado music in a respectful way.
So I play flamenco, and I go to Spain a lot, and I play with a lot of Spaniards, but you're always going to be a foreigner, you know, that's just part of it, and you got to have to embrace that, but I try and get as close to the tradition as I can.
Fado Novato's members say their goal is to travel to Portugal to be a part of a month-long Fado festival. They hope the total immersion into the culture will more authenticate their sound. They also plan to put out a recording, which would be the first of an American Fado group ensemble that's not Portuguese. They've been performing intimate concerts in the traditional Casa de Fado or Fado House styles in hopes of integrating the music's nuances and culture into the local music scene. Que vida triste e chorada, volta ao destino de Deus.
Do you think the name will change as the group matures?
I've thought about that too.
I know, it's like how do you to go from, you know, novato to perito or to proficient, it's who can say when someone is proficient? Who can say when someone is not a beginner? And I like the idea of always thinking of oneself as just beginning. And with a music that has this much rich history, so much of it oral, so much of it passed down, it's almost kind of interesting to always think of yourself as just beginning to get into it. The more you know you don't know.
The group has been documenting their progress from the very beginning on a blog, which has led to connections with fadistas all around the world. Their site has created a rare English-language resource of Fado music, which Fado Novato hopes will be a place people interested in Fado will go to get music or ideas and learn from their experiences. For KCUR News, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
Fado Novato are performing at the Grenauer Monday, December 10th. For more information about the group and their aspirations, you can link to their website from our website at kcur.org. There you can also see a photo slideshow of a Fado Novato live performance.